Today, December 12th, is the feast day of Our Lady of Guadalupe, who's been called by the Pope the Empress of the Americas. In fact, Our Lady of Guadalupe was given this title by Pope Benedict XIV. Her title is the Patroness of Mexico, of Latin America, of the Philippines, and in 1945, Pope Pius XII called Our Lady of Guadalupe the Queen of Mexico and the Empress of the Americas. So Our Lady is the Immaculate Conception, Patroness of the Americas, especially under this title of Our Lady of Guadalupe. Our Lady is always on a mission of visitation. She visited her cousin Elizabeth and brought Christ to Elizabeth. And in 1531, she visited Mexico and brought Christ to the people of Mexico. This was 40 years after Columbus. Our Lady appeared on the outskirts of Mexico City. She appeared to a man named Juan Diego, who'd been a convert to the Catholic faith. He was a widower, 57 years of age, very poor, humble, simple man, who would walk 14 miles to Mass each day. Well, on December 9th of 1531, Our Lady appeared to him and asked him to have a church built on that very spot, Tepeyac Hill. So his job was to go to speak to the bishop, and yet he was so obviously poor and humble and simple. So he went and tried to explain this to the bishop. The bishop had a difficult time understanding him and his dialect. But the bishop said, well, I need some sort of a sign to know if this truly is the Virgin Mother of God. And so the next time, December 12th, today, the anniversary, Juan Diego was, instead of going to see Our Blessed Mother again, was instead going to get the priest to visit his dying uncle. But then he took a sort of a circuitous route, a back route, but Our Lady again appeared to him and said that your uncle will live. And at that moment, immediately, he was miraculously cured. And then Our Lady told him to go up to the top of the mountain to gather the roses, and this will be the sign for the bishop. Since roses do not grow in Mexico in the middle of winter, Juan Diego went up. He saw these beautiful roses covered with a warm dew, gathered them in his telma, and then went to see the bishop. And then when he dropped his telma, of course, the sign that Juan Diego thought it would be the roses themselves would be a sign to the bishop that this was Our Blessed Mother. But all of a sudden, the image of Our Lady appeared upon his cloak. The bishop knelt down in honor of this miracle that had taken place. And the church was built, and over the years, larger churches and magnificent basilicas built on this spot. Well, Our Lady appearing, using the native language of the people, made them realize that she was their mother. In fact, Our Lady even told them, "Am I not here who am your mother?" So Our Lady reminded them that, yes, she was their spiritual mother, and they must come to Christ. And before Our Lady appeared, the Aztec Indians were doing human sacrifices, 50,000 a year. Read Dr. Carroll's book, the founder of Christendom. Dr. Carroll wrote a book on Our Lady of Guadalupe and the conquest of darkness. And he describes these 360 temples that were set up, these pyramids set up throughout Mexico, and each would do, they would do human sacrifices there. Again, 50,000 a year. The Spanish, of course, tried to stop this, but the country was not converted until Our Lady appeared. And after Our Lady appeared, in the next 10 to 15 years, 9 million conversions. And the greatest apostle was Juan Diego, a simple layman. All he did was tell the story of what Our Lady said. And because the people realized that Our Lady was their mother, that Christ was their Lord and Savior, they flocked, millions of them, to be baptized and become Catholic. And now half of the Catholic population of the world is Spanish-speaking. through Our Lady, and what she has done was to bring millions of souls to Christ, to baptism, to the Eucharist, to the Mass. When we examine the beautiful Tilma of Juan Diego, you can go see the original in Mexico City and gaze upon this miraculous image, which has still been intact after 450 years. This very simple cactus fiber should have disintegrated over 400 and some years ago. They've examined the image. It's not painted. It's somehow placed upon the cloak, this garment. The scientists have gazed into the eye through magnification. They can see the other figures in the room, just like if you look into a Christmas ornament, a Christmas ball, you can see the other figures in the room. So looking into the eye, in Our Lady of Guadalupe, they can see the bishop, the other priest, Juan Diego. They have done, of course, countless studies on this and have revealed certain things. Our Lady seems to be pregnant in this image. She's dressed as a Aztec princess. She's wearing the local garb, speaking the local language of the people. The pregnancy would seem to indicate that she is bringing Christ to the people of Mexico, just as she brought Christ to Elizabeth in today's Gospel. The cross upon Our Lady was the one that was on the Spanish ships as they came over to bring the Gospel to Mexico. And then the tassel, again, would indicate, seems to indicate her pregnancy. Our Lady, of course, is blocking out the sun, which is what the Mexicans worship. She's standing on the moon, again, something that the pagans worshipped. She's telling them to get rid of their false religions of worshiping the sun and the moon and to worship the one true God, Jesus Christ. Our Lady, of course, was the great instrument of conversions. And we think today that we need her more than ever in our society. When we continue to kill the unborn in our country, we pray that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for us. Just as she put an end to the human sacrifices of Mexico, she will put an end to the unjust killing of the defenseless unborn children in our own country. So we pray to Our Lady of Guadalupe for the conversion of our country, especially for the end of abortion. I encourage you to go see the miraculous image in Mexico. The enemies of the church tried to destroy it on November 14th, 1921 by placing a time bomb in a vase of flowers. The bomb exploded during the Mass. Thanks be to God, no one was injured. And the miraculous image was perfectly preserved by the Lord, despite this blast of the bomb. You can go see the wrought iron metal crucifix that was bent almost like a pretzel because of the explosion of the bomb during the Mass. That's in a glass case. When you enter the basilica, it's on the left-hand side. That shows the power of the explosion. And yet God worked a great miracle that this miraculous image was unharmed. The fact that it's still with us after over 450 years and yet made of such a poor material, this vegetable cactus fiber, which normally has a lifespan of about 10 years, that itself is a great miracle. So I encourage you to read and study about Our Lady of Guadalupe and realize that Our Lady is not a hindrance to conversion. She is the vehicle, the instrument of conversions, even on a grand scale. God bless you.